My opening pitch, just keep it in the strike zone. I love to be fed with the scriptures. And there was great anticipation for me as like what would be the scripture readings that the church would have on my heart, our heart, this first Sunday together. And if you will, the same readings down there with Father Gary this morning. And I chuckle with the story of Elisha the prophet and the couple from Shunammite. Elisha, a preacher, a prophet, a traveler, and yet whenever he'd come to this place of Shunammite, there was this, particularly this woman of great influence, great kindness, great generosity, great hospitality, who would open up her house and Elisha would stay there. Rest, recoup, and then he'd keep moving. But whenever he'd come back, he'd always go back to her house. Then she says to her husband, "We have to build on. We have to have a room for him. We'll give him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp." On Wednesday, I moved into the house on Grove Street. There was a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp, and a whole lot more. A treat to move in there. My dad, Joe, is with us, came this morning. My sister, Tricia, her husband, Pete, Olivia and Evelyn and Claire. Let's give them a gift of welcome. Our mom died 3 years ago of heart failure, but family's a big part of life. So they moved me in on Wednesday. The house is just a great little spot over there on Grove Street. Then we came here to the church, saw the beauty of St. Mary's, went over to the parish office, met some beautiful people. They got in their vehicles. Dad, my other sister, Tina and her husband and Brian, my brother, they went back to Dickeyville where I grew up. And I'll say this. 30 years ago, I bought a piece of property up in Montello, a little place for rest, a little place to call home, a little place that I have been so faithful to week after week, month after month, year after year for 30 years. And so I had told myself, I mean, truly, this is one of the hardest weeks for us priests. To go from one place on one Sunday to a family of love, to move to another family of love, but your heart's, you're just not there yet. And so I had told myself, well, Randy, you can always just stay in Montello. And when you're ready to start dating, you can move to Portage. So they headed back. I got in my vehicle, drove up to Montello. And guess what I did? Filled up my car, turned around, and have been living here. And that's a good feeling. The body finds it hard to lie. I just know it's where I want to be. And we'll journey together. Now, back to this couple. So she says, we're going to build him this room. Eventually, Elisha comes back through. He stays overnight, spends time there. And then he has this thought. He says, is there anything this woman needs? Elisha's servant, Gehazi, says, well, she has no child, and her husband is aged, which means she's childless. Well, they don't have Social Security then. There was no retirement center or care facilities. Once her husband died, she was a widow. And as a widow, she was left at the mercy of others. Elisha says, call her. She comes before him. And Elisha, and this is the gift, he speaks something. And now, again, she's a woman of great influence, of great kindness, of great generosity, of great care. And yet, I'm sure there had to have been anxiety in her heart. Uncertainty about the future, what her story was going to look like beyond her husband. Elisha, he speaks right into her uncertainty and he says, I promise you, next year, you will be fondling a baby son. Just know that the Lord wants to speak a promise of blessing into your uncertainty, into your anxiety, into my worry, into our own things that we get so nervous about. The Lord wants to speak a promise of blessing. I promise you. Just receive that promise. And then the last piece. This is the little prayer that's been on my heart the last several months. When I heard of this transfer, first I didn't like it. I'm not sure I like it now. But just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's good for you. It's a simple prayer, 6 words. I pray it each day. I'm coming to I know in my mind I trust it. And you can pray it with me. Lead me. Where you need me. Together? Lead me where you need me. One more time. Lead me where you need me. Friends, if we can wake up each day and not just ask for the promise of God, not just ask for the patience, the compassion, the mercy of God, but truly see ourselves as living for God in Christ Jesus. Might that prayer be on our heart? Lead me where you need me.